This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, held a town meeting last night, although he had to go to another town to do it. Nagin traveled 80 miles to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where thousands of former New Orleans residents have been living since Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Adam Hochberg was at the meeting.
Last night's gathering at a Baton Rouge Baptist church was part town meeting, part reunion, and partly just an opportunity for some frustrated people to vent. The 500 or so displaced New Orleans residents who showed up shared similar stories. They've lived in hotels or temporary apartments or stayed with friends in Baton Rouge for more than 2 months now, and most who spoke had the same request.
I would like to come back home. I would like to leave the one-bedroom apartment that I'm living in Baton Rouge, and I would love to come back home.
Social worker Tyra Andrews-Mercadel described herself as a proud New Orleans homeowner. But with her house unlivable because of water damage and many city neighborhoods still off limits, Mercadel's pride is tempered with frustration.
I have children who want to go home. I have a senior who would like to go home. We want to do what we need to do in order to go forward.
Mayor Ray Nagin spent 2 hours on the pulpit listening to comments like that. But while he was sympathetic, he could offer little in terms of immediate satisfaction. Nagin said the east side of New Orleans, where most of these people lived, might not be habitable until at least sometime next year.
There's never been an event like this. There's never been a city totally devastated like our city. And we are on the road to a long recovery. There is no magic wand that we can wave and make this thing go away. It's going to take us some time, y'all.
Nagin said the city's utilities were so badly damaged, electricity won't be fully restored for another 6 months. There are still 7 million cubic yards of debris to be cleared, the water and sewer system is barely functioning, and the levees are in such bad shape that Nagin said if another storm hits, his only advice would be to run. Still, the mayor said New Orleans is making progress. Some neighborhoods that escaped the flood have reopened. And Nagin promised the whole city eventually will get back on its feet.
It's going to be the New Orleans that we knew before Katrina hit, and it's going to be better, with better schools, better roads, better houses, better levee system.
Most of the speakers last night said they're eager to start rebuilding, but one after another they complained about being blocked from doing that by insurance company delays or by government bureaucracy or by lack of infrastructure. Commercial fisherman Pete Garrica said he and his counterparts on Lake Pontchartrain are still out of business.
We need electricity to try to get our one dock and one ice plant going. We need water for ice. We need to get started working. We feed the restaurants in New Orleans. We feed the restaurants in Baton Rouge. We need help.
Some speakers directed their anger at Mayor Nagin. Bernadette Washington hasn't gotten over the 2 days her family spent on their roof after the storm waiting to get rescued, nor the nights after that when she and her children ended up sleeping on the street in a cardboard box.
I feel like I was degraded. As a citizen, you should have protected us. You left us out there on that roof while you were safe.
You know, sister, I understand your frustration and your anger, but you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are hurting. And if we're going to get through this as a community, we need to figure out a way to come together.
Nagin said as mayor, he accepts blame for people's hardship after the hurricane. And last night, it was clear some residents intend to hold him responsible. One speaker noted that a city election is scheduled less than 3 months from now and said unless he can move back to New Orleans by then, he's not likely to vote for Nagin again. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Baton Rouge.